Welcome to Basie Destination I Do's, where we explore the magic of Basie brides and grooms saying I do in royal palaces in India, Italian landscapes, Spanish haciendas, luxurious resorts overlooking crystal clear sea lines anywhere in the world, and so much more. I'm Mevi, founder of Mevi Ephraim Destinations, a luxury destination wedding and event planning boutique. I'm joined here by my co-host and creative partner, Ailea.
We are bringing you a podcast dedicated to Basie destination wedding planning. We'll share stories, tips, and unforgettable moments that ignite your wanderlust and wedding dreams. Whether you're a bride or groom planning your Basie destination wedding, a fellow creative in the industry, or simply curious, we hope you find this journey informative and enjoyable.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Basie Destination I Do's podcast, your go-to podcast for Basie destination weddings around the world. I'm your host, Mevi. In today's episode, I will be delving into the details of planning Basie destination weddings in the beautiful setting of Costa Rica. Costa Rica is one of those destinations that's on many people's must-see list. And aside from being a must-see destination, it's also become quite the popular choice to create an unforgettable wedding experience. From lush tropical landscapes to picturesque beach weddings at sunset, or perhaps mountaintop celebrations with breathtaking views, or at the base of majestic volcanoes, it's an ideal haven for couples desiring diverse settings and adding adventures for themselves and their guests. Whether it's ziplining or whitewater rafting, Costa Rica offers a range of thrilling experiences to craft an unforgettable wedding celebration as well as a mini vacation. So let's talk about the ideal time to host a wedding in Costa Rica. The most favorable weather generally falls between January and April, while the rest of the year is known as the rainy or green season. The rainy season ends in November, so while December can be a nice time too, I generally advise skipping this month due to the holiday season. It's also important to keep in mind that January to April tends to be busier, therefore you may encounter elevated prices for resorts and travel. Some couples may choose to host a wedding during the green season to take advantage of securing better travel deals and experience a more intimate atmosphere with fewer tourists. So while January to April may be a popular time for weddings, couples can really choose to get married at any time of the year if they really wanted to. And traveling to Costa Rica is a relatively short flight, about 5 to 5.5 hours from New York City, and you'll find nonstop flights from many major cities. So let's talk about the ideal locations for hosting a Basie wedding in Costa Rica. In this episode, I will be featuring just two resorts. Both are family-friendly, making them excellent choices for multi-generational groups, which is ideal for Basie weddings. First up is Dreams Las Marias. This beachfront resort is an ideal retreat to host a large wedding. Guests can indulge in the all-inclusive perks of an unlimited luxury escape. Nestled perfectly on a sandy beachfront, surrounded by a vibrant jungle, the resort provides a plethora of exquisite and romantic settings for your weddings. From the pristine beach to mountains to jungles, you almost feel like you're at a different destination for each of your events. For adventurous couples and their guests, the resort offers exciting tours and excursions to explore Costa Rica's brilliant and green landscape. And this is something you can definitely do either before or after the wedding events. The resort features 8 restaurants, 6 bars, and a nightclub. Your guests will always have something to do and somewhere to eat. The resort also hosts theme parties and provides live nightly entertainment. For the younger ones, there is a kids club, and teenagers have their dedicated sports area to socialize and have fun. Your guests will have enough to do to keep themselves occupied or just relax at the pools or beach in between the wedding events. I like to recommend Dreams for a very large wedding. Their beach and ballroom can accommodate up to 500 people. They also offer other wedding locations for more intimate gatherings. The nearest airport to Dreams is about 1.5 hours away. If your guests are traveling for, let's say, 3 or 4 days, for the wedding events, keep in mind the distance and the seclusion of the resort's location. They will likely end up staying on the property during their visit, and it's also advisable that they do so. Nevertheless, they will be planning to do between the resort's activities and the scheduled wedding events. The second resort is Planet Hollywood, nestled at the base of Papagayo Golf in Guanacaste. This resort offers a stylish backdrop for your wedding, providing breathtaking views of the Pacific Coast and the vibrant greenery of the Costa Rican jungle. The resort offers stunning vistas from every angle. Whether you opt for an outdoor or indoor wedding space, each of your events will unfold in a unique and beautiful setting at Planet Hollywood. Once again, this resort is perfect for families of all ages. Guests have access to 7 restaurants, 5 bars, pools, and various kids' activities. They can engage in water sports and nightly entertainment. With numerous options, there's plenty to keep your guests happily occupied in between the wedding events. And some of the wedding locations includes the beach, the rooftop terrace, or ballrooms. Unlike Dreams, Planet Hollywood is only 30 minutes away from the nearest airport. Therefore, many couples find this ideal for their wedding and for their guests. So, brides and grooms, if you're considering Costa Rica for your Daisy destination wedding and you want an all-inclusive option similar to what you can experience in Mexico, Jamaica, or the Dominican Republic, I recommend these two resorts. They are perfect for hosting a multi-day wedding with your multi-generational guest, offering something for everyone. So thank you for tuning in today. I hope you found this episode informative and inspiring. As I say goodbye to all the brides and grooms listening, if you're planning your destination wedding on your own, please bear in mind that each place operates in its own unique way, and the work-life balance may differ from what we're accustomed to. Approach the planning journey with patience and kindness when you're collaborating with the local professionals. They are very much committed to bringing your vision to life, even if they might be working at a pace that aligns with their local norms. Your understanding will undoubtedly contribute to a smoother and more enjoyable wedding planning experience for everyone involved.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Daisy Destination I Do's podcast. We hope our words have inspired you to create your perfect Daisy Destination wedding. Follow us on Instagram at MeviFRimDestinations. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And if you can leave us a review, that would be great. Stay connected with us on social media for ongoing inspiration and updates.
Until we meet again, keep the magic and dreams alive, and may your wedding day be the fairy tale you have always envisioned.